John S. Doyle is back to tell us again what it says in Thursday's papers.
Some restricted breeds of dog could be banned in Ireland if a group reviewing dog controls recommends that the government do so. That's the view of Rural and Community Development Minister Heather Humphreys, reported in the Irish Times. She was reacting to the death of a young woman, Nicole Morey, at her home in County Limerick yesterday after being mauled by at least one of her own dogs. The death of Ms. Morey is the main story for most papers. The Irish Examiner reports that the dog thought to be at the centre of the attack was an XL bully, a breed which was recently banned in Britain. And the paper quotes the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, as saying that there should be an outright ban in Ireland on certain breeds which are known to be potentially vicious. It is hard to imagine anything more terrifying than having a beloved pet turn on you, writes Philip Nolan in a column in the Irish Daily Mail. In a column in The Independent, Amy Malloy notes that last year 850 dog attacks were reported, including 430 on humans, 240 on livestock, and 180 on other animals. Today, the 6th of June, is the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings by 160,000 Allied troops in Normandy and is marked in front-page photographs in The Times and the Belfast Telegraph. In the Telegraph picture by Kevin Scott, relatives of World War II soldiers enjoy a 1940s-style tea dance in Belfast yesterday. The Times picture from PA shows a young girl stepping forward with veterans to lay a wreath at Bayeux War Cemetery's Cross of Sacrifice in Normandy. And the paper reports that amid heavy fighting and airstrikes in Ukraine, three presidents, Zelensky, Biden and Macron, are to meet in Normandy this week. The Examiner devotes a page to the Irish involvement in D-Day. Sean O'Riordan says that military experts, including retired Irish Army Lieutenant Colonel Dan Harvey, who has written a number of books on warfare, said that troops landing that day met with hell on earth. One of the troops was Dublin-born Pierce Ryan, a sergeant in the US Army Rangers, whose written recollection of that bloody day was acquired by Harvey. And the paper provides vivid extracts from the sergeant's account. On the eve of local and European elections, the Mail reports in its lead story that a row has broken out in the coalition about whether the parties should coalesce again. The Times, in an editorial considering the European Parliament elections, says there is a definite shift towards harder right-wing parties, which will affect how the different political groups in the Parliament relate to one another. The old order in the EU is under threat, says the writer. If the leader of the country and a Garda in uniform can be attacked on the street, there must be significant consequences, says the Examiner in an editorial. It seems odd to have to state this plainly in 2024, says the paper, but our democracy is beleaguered at this point in time. We need to be proactive in protecting it. In The Independent, Arlene Harris interviews seven young people who will be voting tomorrow for the first time in an election. One of them is Charlotte O'Neill of Newcastle, County Dublin, aged 18. She finds the voting process daunting and says, "Just because I have this newfound right and potential responsibility doesn't mean I know how to exert it. And I think I can assume I'm not the only young adult left feeling this way." Another interviewee is Jamie McGillivoyne, aged 19. He will be voting in Cabra Glasnevin for the local election and Dublin for the European Parliament election. Mr. McGillivoyne says his local electoral area has the highest number of candidates in the entire country. So, while there will never be a politician that perfectly reflects each and every one of my beliefs, I do think that I have a good selection of candidates to choose from. And he speaks warmly of our wonderful, diverse country.
Get out there and vote. John S. Doyle, thank you very much.